Sitter Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee and Jack Nussbaum, for Shlomo Chola Yisrael, in particular, Chanan Shmuel Lipim and Sharna Leia, and all those looking for the Shidduch should find their Basher. We are in Avarabba, second paragraph of Birchos Kriyashma, and we're up to the sentence, V'havienu l'shalom me'arba kanfos ha'aretz. We ask Hashem to bring us peacefully me'arba kanfos from the four corners of the earth, v'solichenu k'mamius li'artzenu, and to lead us, to bring us komamius to our land. A lot to talk about on this sentence. First of all, is it redundant? What does the second half add from the first? Second of all, what does the word komamius mean? It only appears one place in the whole Torah. This parsha, Bahar Bechukosai, it's in Parshas Bechukosai. Never fails to amaze me. Siddur snippets in the parsha, the daf in the parsha, the daf in siddur snippets, daf in smichas chaver, it all seems to always be coordinated. So what does the word komamius mean? It only appears one place in the Torah. Just happens to be our parsha. So first of all, the word v'avienu. V'avienu is the same word, it occurs to me, as v'hevesem. Talk about the Dal, Lashonos, and Geula, the four languages of redemption. There's a fifth language, v'hevesem. The description of when God brings us into the land of Israel. V'hevesem, of Menachem Kasher, the Torah Shlema, suggested we have a fifth cup at the Seder. Now that we're back in our land, the Rabbanut did not accept the suggestion. But Vehevesim is the fifth language, the completion of the entire goal, the purpose, the cycle, the languages of Gula culminates with Vehevesim. So here, Vahavienu, bring us l'shalom peacefully. We don't want to acquire the land or enter the land with war, with tension, with conflict, l'shalom, with peace. Interestingly, it says l'shalom, not bishalom. The Gemara talks about lech lishalom, lech bishalom, when you say which. Me'ar b'kanfos ha'aretz, from the four corners of the earth. The Divrei Shalom says, first we're gathered from all four corners, then we enter the land of Israel. What does that mean? Isn't the place of gathering, there's no staging area. JFK, is that the staging area? Jews from all four corners of the earth gather. Newark, JFK, Miami, direct flight now from Miami. Where is the staging area where we gather from all four corners before we head to Israel? So it's always struck me, the passage I want to read to you right now. Rav Yisachar Shlomo Teichtal, Hashem Yikom Damo, was murdered by the Nazis. He was Hungarian born, and for much of his life, he was staunchly anti-Zionist. But when he was running and hiding and fleeing from the Nazis, everything changed for him. And his entire perspective and attitude went from being anti-a philosophy, and he saw the return to Eretz Yisrael as Hashem's true plan for us. And he authored a book on the run. It's been translated, called Eim Abanim Smecha. It is an extraordinary sefer because in it, he has an entire polemic essentially explaining while he's on the run and the Nazis are chasing him and 6 million are being murdered, why we need to return to our homeland, why he was wrong, and why that call is correct. What's most extraordinary about the sefer is that he wrote it by memory. And if you see the Maror Mekomos, you see him quote the width and breadth of Torah in it, it's almost impossible to believe it was written on the run and from memory. And he writes the following in the Sefer. I'll read it to you in the English. And I think of this with the words, V'avienu l'shalom me'arba kanfos ha'aretz, that we ask Hashem to gather us from the four corners of the earth. He writes, now even though all of the Jewish people will not return right away, it seems to me the land will become a universal center for the entire Jewish nation. By the very fact that there will be an assembly of Jews in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael, even those who remain in Chutz La'aretz will keep their eyes and hearts on the land. They will be bound and connected with all their souls to the universal center which will be established in Eretz Yisrael. It will unite them even in Chutz La'aretz, and they will not be considered dispersed at all. He suggests, of course, the fact that you check Times of Israel, Jerusalem Post 100 times a day is not the equivalent of moving or being in Israel. I'm not suggesting it. Of course, all of us should think not if but when we will move our lives to join the destiny of the Jewish people in Israel. But says Rav Teichtal, the Eim Abanim Smecha, a Jew anywhere in the world, anywhere on the globe, when your heart, when your attention, when your concern, when your care is directed to Eretz Yisrael, then there's a kibbutz galius. There's an ingathering of the exiles, even yet before geographically we've moved. It means that your heart, Libi Bamizrach, your heart could already be in Eretz Yisrael even before your feet are able to join. When you think about where he wrote those words and what he was going through, but it continues to resonate through today. Think about last week, the horrific tragedy in Meron. There wasn't a Jew on earth who wasn't in Meron, who wasn't with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, who didn't feel they were part of Eretz Yisrael, wherever they were, following the terrible news. The kibbutz galios can begin even before the geographic collection of the Jewish people. And so these two, not connected, but I'm connecting them, then maybe the Divrei Shalom, when he says that first, V'avienu Shalom, first me'arba kanfos ha'aretz, and only then v'solichenu kamamiyus li'artzenu. First we're gathered together, and then we head to Israel. There's no staging area. What it means is not physically, but metaphysically, psychologically. In our philosophy, in our attitude, we come together, we collect, we turn our attention, we are centered on Eretz Yisrael, even before the chance for all of us to physically come together, even before we are all united physically in the same place. I'll leave you with this question, we'll pick up with tomorrow night. What in the world is this doing? In Avarabba. Avarabba, what's Avarabba? Avarabba is not a Yom HaTzimut Tefillah. Why are we talking about Aliyah, Me'ar Bakanfos Haaretz, So Lichenu Kamiyos Yartzenu? Why? And Avarabba is the Brach of Torah. Avarabba of Tano Hashem Lekin, Hashem, you love us, you gave us your Torah. Avarabba counts as Birchas HaTorah if you omitted it. Why are we describing specifically this longing here in Avarabba? What is it doing here? Why is it relevant to the rest of the themes of Avarabba?